We are back with a bigger slate of NBA basketball tonight after a weird one last night. 8 games on the schedule for tonight. We're here to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast.
1, 2.
Welcome back to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast. It's Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. It is also Friday, March 17th, 8 games on the slate. How we feeling?
Good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I already forgot again.
No, looking forward to it. 8 games. They seem like they're actually going to be some pretty good games here tonight, too. A lot of good totals.
Yeah, much better than last night. I'm honestly ready to just move on from that one.
Yeah, not too much. Siakam had finally had that good game we talked about yesterday. Yep, put up almost 58 fantasy points, and Sabonis just continues to dominate. So,
yeah, pretty much the stories really, of the night.
Yeah, pretty much. So, no, we can get on into this late.
Yeah, like I said, bigger slate than last night. 8 games tonight. Got some good ones, so I think we can go ahead and jump on into this.
Let's do it.
First game on the slate, we got the Philadelphia 76ers facing the Charlotte Hornets. Sixers are 10.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 227.5 injuries. You got Jalen McDaniels questionable, Cody Martin, Mark Williams questionable for Charlotte.
What's the total on this one?
227.5.
All right, I'll start us here. Philadelphia. I definitely think you can keep looking at Harden here. Still under 10K. $9,600 on DraftKings. I mean, just put up 61 fantasy points against Cleveland. Harden's just one of those guys, man, that when he's under 10K, I got no problem going there. Averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year. So, playing almost 37 minutes a game this year. Just, great matchup and I think a good price.
Yeah, definitely don't mind it. He's 10-1 on FanDuel, so not as bad there either. But I'm actually leaning Embiid tonight. I know he's 12K on FanDuel, but he has put up 60-plus in 4 straight games. He's facing Charlotte tonight, who regardless isn't very good at that center spot no matter who's in there, averaging 1.8 fantasy points per minute over his last 5. And another stat to throw out there, he is 9th in the league. Average and points in the paint, and Charlotte over the last 3 games allows the 4th most points in the paint.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Love Embiid. He's 11-4 on DraftKings, so really like that price. Another one averaging 1.6 fantasy points per minute this game, averaging 35 minutes a game. Another great matchup, another great play. The last slate, you actually could have had Harden and Embiid in the same lineup. Yeah. And been one put up 70, one put up 60. So you would have been fantastic there.
Yeah.
Last guy, though, I do have to bring up just for DraftKings at least. Tobias Harris is $4,900. I think that's too cheap. I mean, I know he's been a little underwhelming, but he could still have those games. So I got no issues with that at $4,900.
Yeah, 6K on FanDuel, but really don't mind that at all on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging just under a fantasy point per minute, 0.9 fantasy points per minute, and averaging a little over 33 minutes a game. So you can kind of do the math there, but at $4,900, I just think that's a little too cheap.
Yeah, definitely like that.
So that's that was my main pieces I like from Philly.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me from Philly as well. So we can jump to Charlotte here if you want to kickstart us, or I can.
I'll start us off. A couple of these guys for Charlotte, actually, prices went down a little bit. Terry Rozier went down $400 under that 8K price tag to $7,900. So actually kind of like that here tonight. I think it's still a decent matchup against Philadelphia. It's definitely a better matchup for Philly. But I like the price drop of Rozier. Got no problem going there. Oubre, $7,200. He came down $400. So I'm really liking this this guard spot here. For Charlotte.
Yeah. What'd you say their prices were?
Rozier is $7,900 and Oubre 72.
Yeah, you got Rogier on FanDuel is 8,500 and Oubre 7,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, so, I mean, still not horrible, but, yeah, definitely like those DraftKings prices.
Yeah, definitely. The only other guys I'm really looking at here, still that center spot. You got Mark Williams questionable tonight, but they're also even talking about him potentially being done for the season.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. So
yeah, I mean, he says questionable, but it says his status for the remainder of the season is murky. So I would think he's not playing here tonight. So you can look at Nick Richards, 5,700. He had his worst game last game against Cleveland. Granted, that was Cleveland, but three games before that has been absolutely crushing it. So at 5,700 on FanDuel, don't mind going back to him tonight.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I know you got Embiid on the other side, but still, Richards, 5,600 on DraftKings. In two games this year against Philadelphia, just as the backup in 21 minutes, he averaged 28.6 fantasy points. Yeah. So maybe you get him starting here tonight, pushing 30 minutes, you know, get a little something more. But I don't mind going there either, 5,600, because I mean, reading what I'm reading, I don't think Williams is going to play tonight, at least.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're looking for a bare minimum, I mean, minimum price center, you got Kai Jones all the way down here. He hasn't been the greatest fantasy guy, but he's playing around 15 minutes in his last three games. So if you're looking for a minimum price center, Kai Jones could be decent.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. 3,200 on DraftKings. I mean, if I'm with you, just need a dirt cheap center, go for it.
Yeah.
Last guy, PJ Washington, just for the price alone, he came down $700. He's only 6K on DraftKings. I mean, he's grabbing a little more rebounds and playing really good minutes right now. So I know his last game wasn't very good, but the price drop makes me a little interested.
What'd you say he was?
Well, he was 67. He came down to 6K.
Oh, that's not bad
on,
at all.
DraftKings. Yeah. So, and you can play in power forward or center. So, kind of got a little interest there.
Yeah. Definitely don't mind him tonight.
But that's it for me.
Yeah. I think that is going to do it for me, too. So, we can move on to the next game on the slate. We have got the Washington Wizards facing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are 5.5-point favorites with an over under total of 220. Injuries. You got Jared Allen out.
Yeah, I think this was the lowest total on the slate.
Yeah, that is a very sucky total.
Yeah, I mean, but it is Cleveland. I do not like playing guys against Cleveland, but, you know, hey, I'm pretty certain didn't Embiid and Harden just go for 60 and 70 against Cleveland?
Yeah, that was just the last game.
So anything's possible. I'll let you start us up.
That's fine. Kickstarting it, where is it? With Washington, since they are the visiting team. You got on FanDuel, Beal and Porzingis still 9K, but Kuzma's still only at 7,600, I think. 7,600, small forward, power forward. He's actually got a pretty solid matchup at that small forward spot. So I think if I'm going to go with any of them tonight, it's Kuzma.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. He's 7,200 on DraftKings. I kind of like that price tag here tonight. I mean, don't get me wrong. We see the ceiling Beal can have. You just saw that last game. He put up 16.5 fantasy points. So $8,200, yeah. His price didn't move. I mean, I don't like the matchup, but also got no problem going there if you want to go there. But yeah, Kuzma at 7,200. I feel like that's a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah. No, and I mean, even like you said, Beal at 8,200 isn't bad. The only reason I don't love him on FanDuel is because, I mean, he's at 9K.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a little more.
Especially because you do have Kuzma back tonight.
Right, I agree. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, though, I still got a little interest in Daniel Gafford at $4,600 on DraftKings. I mean, I know his minutes have been all over the place, but, I mean, $4,600 center here. You don't have Allen on the other side. You still got Mobley, so I'm not afraid of that matchup at all. But I don't mind looking there. I mean, if he were to just fall into a few more minutes and push 25, 26 minutes, $4,600, he could easily pay off that price tag.
Yeah, definitely
$4,600. But that's it. Don't like the matchup, but I will just throw out there, Monte Morris is still $4,700, so just put up 28 against Detroit. But I know it's a tougher matchup, but that's still a pretty decent price.
Yeah, that's definitely not it's not too bad for Monte Morris.
Yeah, that's all I had, though.
All right, I think that is it for me. So jumping to Cleveland, I'll kickstart us on this one. I'm actually going to roll out Darius Garland here tonight. I know he had a very bad game last game, and you do have Donovan Mitchell did play last game. I was thinking he sat out last game.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, but that point guard matchup for Darius Garland tonight is very nice. I mean, over the last seven, Washington giving up the fifth most points, fourth most assists, and the first most threes over the last seven to that point guard spot, $8,300. I think that's a decent price for him tonight on FanDuel. So I like me some Darius Garland.
Yeah, I am with you there. He is just too cheap, I think, on DraftKings. He's $7,400.
Yeah, go on.
So, yeah, I mean, he did not have a good game in this last matchup, and he was, I think, $7,600. So I think quite a few people were on him. I think he was 20-some percent owned in one of my tournaments, but I think I'll still go back there, man. I think 74 is just a little too cheap. I mean, he's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. And I mean, averaging over 35 minutes a game, I think the $7,400 is just kind of broken.
Well, and he's just got such a good matchup now that you got Morris back in, DeLon Wright pushed to the bench.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I got no issues going there, especially on DraftKings.
Yeah. And then I also don't mind Evan Mobley once again, 8K on FanDuel. No Jared Allen again. I mean, he's put up 43 and 42 in his last two games. So, going up against Washington, 8K, don't mind that at all tonight.
Yep, 7,600 on DraftKings. Same. Don't mind this matchup at all. Not afraid of Washington's front court. And yeah, $7,600. I'm with you. And one flyer who I have noticed, he's definitely been picking up minutes, but Chetty Osmond in the last two games has played 30 and 31 minutes. So he's $3,400. You can play him small forward, power forward. I don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, heck no. I mean, 30 minutes his last two.
Well, I've been waiting. I've been playing him because I feel like with no Allen, it was only a matter of time before he starts getting some minutes, and damn, all of a sudden the last two he's finally started picking up some extra minutes. So I feel like if they're going to keep giving him extra minutes with Allen out, I'll keep risking him at 3,400 because he's paid it off the last two.
Yeah, heck yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah, so that I mean,
actually, I'm actually surprised they're not playing Dean Wade.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know Dean Wade was did he start that one game? But I think he was crappy.
He played against Charlotte the game before, played 19 minutes, put up 3 fantasy points.
Yeah, yeah, that might be the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Last, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, 9K. He came down $300. It's Donovan Mitchell. You could absolutely, if I land on him, I got no issues with it because it's not a bad matchup against Washington here. So he could completely ball out.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me if Mitchell comes and drops 50 on Washington tonight.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with Caris LeVert. He all of a sudden found some kind of switch he turned on. It's just been going off. I know the game against Charlotte, there was no Mitchell, but last game Mitchell was back. He still played 36 minutes and put up 40 fantasy points.
Yeah, I mean, in 36 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to land there, go for it.
What's he at on DraftKings?
He's 5,400.
Yeah, 6,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, don't like that as much, but here again, he's another guy I'm not seeking out because it is Caris LeVert. He completely disappeared, but I still don't mind that price tag go a little bit.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that on DraftKings. Is that going to do it for this one?
That's it for me.
All right, jumping into the next, we have got the Golden State Warriors facing the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks are 4-point favorites. Wait till you hear this total, over under total of 247.5.
That's crazy.
I mean, the last game was 220. Injuries, you got Ty Jerome, Kevon Looney, probable, Steph Curry, questionable, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, Andrew Wiggins out. Atlanta, you got Jalen Johnson, probable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot is going to come down to this Curry news.
Yeah, gosh, I mean, that changes everything if Steph sits.
Yeah, because, I mean, if Steph sits, it's going to
thumb soreness.
Yeah, no, Jordan Poole's immediately going to look fantastic at $6,200.
Oh, heck yeah.
If there's no Curry. Regardless on what Curry does, I really like this matchup here, especially for Clay. $7,100. He came down $400. He's finally starting to come back down in price. He was 75, so at $7,100, you can play him shooting guard, small forward. I actually really like this matchup here for him tonight. And this is regardless whether Steph plays or not.
What's his price?
$7,100.
Yeah, $7,500 on FanDuel, so don't mind him at all tonight. Does have a really good matchup. I also do really like Dante DiVincenzo. He's at $5,700. Feel like that's not a bad price for him. Still starting, still playing 30-plus minutes. Plus, you even have the chance of Steph sitting tonight. So he's got a great matchup regardless. And $5,700, don't mind him tonight.
Nope, like him too. $5,500 on DraftKings, another guy definitely really like here. You're going to have no Draymond tonight. serving that one game suspension or whatever. So Kuminga, 4,400. I got to imagine he's in the starting lineup tonight. So he's going to look good. And I would think you get, I know things can completely change, but if Steph sits, I got to imagine Kevon Looney is definitely in the starting lineup. And $5,100, I got no problem with that either.
I would think Looney's in there regardless.
See, I felt like they could easily pull this crap again where they go Steph, Clay, Dante. No,
they screwed up with that Clay at power forward last time.
Well, I think they did too because they were horrible that game.
Yeah.
You just never know. But last guy I will throw out there, this is just a cheap play, but I really don't mind throwing him out here tonight, is Jamichael Green.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah. The only thing is you can only play him at center on DraftKings, but $3,500, no Draymond here tonight. I mean, I got to imagine he's going to play at least some low 20s in minutes. So yeah. $3,500. He's a good fantasy producer, man, when he gets those minutes. So I got no problem, you know, using a center spot, especially on DraftKings, at just throwing out a dirt cheap center.
Yep. Do not mind that at all. You can play him on power forward on FanDuel too, which is very nice.
Yeah, see, that's really nice. I was hoping maybe for DraftKings you'd be able to, but no, you had to play him at center.
Yep. But as far as things go, that's really almost it.
It's basically the whole team, but I will say if Steph sits, that just, I mean, Poole's going to be in a lot of lineups.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, he's at 6,900 on FanDuel. If he starts tonight, that would be insane value for him.
Well, I mean, you saw what his price was earlier this year when Steph was out. I mean, he was like up to, at one point, he was $9,100 on DraftKings.
I was going to say, I think he was in the 9Ks at one point.
Yeah, he was hanging around that 8,500, though, for a couple weeks. But, I mean, yeah, $6,500 on DraftKings. Now he's 62. Yeah, if he's in the starting lineup with no Steph, that's just that's a good play.
Yeah, so be sure to keep an eye on that because that is a massive injury.
Yep, agreed.
Although it does say that, I guess Steph is probable.
Oh, is that what it's saying now?
It says Steph Curry is listed as questionable, but Steve Kerr expects him to be available.
Oh, all right. Well, then there you go.
Do you
like Steph?
he is 10K on FanDuel. I think he might have come down $500 after his last
game.
Yeah,
gosh, so. he's still 10-5 on DraftKings. That 10K price tag is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, if I got 10K at that point guard spot, yeah, I'll put Steph Curry in.
Yeah, that's not bad then.
Yeah, so much for that then.
Yeah, I mean, but regardless, like these guys, like Klay Thompson, Dante, DiVincenzo, and even Jamichael Green, I mean, these are guys I still like regardless whether Steph plays or not. I mean, even if he's in, I still like these guys and their prices.
And Kuminga.
Yeah, and Kuminga. Because I mean, regardless, you're not going to have Draymond Green here tonight. You know he's out, so there's going to be a lot. There's going to be some decent minutes to go around.
Oh yeah, I like a lot of these guys, even if Steph plays.
Yeah, I think the only guy is just Jordan Poole. If
I'm probably not looking for Jordan Poole if Steph plays.
Correct. Yep.
That it for the Warriors then?
Yeah.
All right, jumping to the Hawks. I'll kickstart us on this one. I'm actually looking at the power forwards here. You got John Collins at 5K. Definitely looking in this spot because you got no Draymond on the other side tonight. John Collins' minutes over the last four games have definitely gotten more consistent. He's still, though, I mean, his ceiling right now is around 24, 25, which I don't love. But at 5K, don't mind taking some shots on him. And I also don't mind going for Sadiq Bey at 5,200. I mean, not a bad price for him. He's another guy playing pretty solid minutes off the bench. So shooting the ball pretty well, too. So don't mind that.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, it's the hardest thing I can't seem to wrap my head around. I mean, John Collins was a legit basketball player, especially at the beginning of the year. So
yeah.
If he can just remember how to shoot again and, you know, play basketball, I mean, he's 4,600 on DraftKings, and I'm with you. I just think these prices are a little too cheap because I've seen what this guy can do, and I don't know. I feel like he's just in one of the biggest slumps ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what's happening.
I know, but no, I'm in. I'll keep playing him. Collins 4,600, Sadiq Bey is 4,500. So yeah, I don't mind going there either. But I do actually have some interest here in Trae Young tonight in this matchup. He's only $9,500 on DraftKings. I still think that's a great price. I mean, he's another guy, man. He's just been under 10K and put up 60 fantasy points in the last two games. So I like the matchup, man. I'm going to go back to him here again tonight, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute. Just like I said, a good matchup here, and I think a pretty good price.
Yeah, definitely. He is, where is he? 9,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, so still under 10K.
Yeah, definitely do not mind that at all. And I just want to go back to Sadiq Bey real quick. This also applies to Trae Young. I was trying to wonder why I liked him so much. Over the last five games, Golden State has given up the fourth most three-pointers made to the opposing team. So that's why I was looking at Sadiq Bey, guys like Trae Young, guys that are going to be shooting threes a lot tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And
I was totally blanking on it.
I feel like I do know. I mean, Trae Young's minutes have been a little down lately, but I mean, the last two, he did play at least 34 minutes in both of those games. So, and I know the Minnesota game was basically a blowout. They got beaten pretty bad. So, and then the Boston game, that was about a 10-point finish. So I still think he's got room to grab a couple more minutes if these games are close.
He put up 63 in the one game he played against him this year.
Yeah, there you go. So you know he can get there. Another guy, if you just look for a flyer at shooting guard, small forward, Bogdanović is 4K. I know last game he only put up 6 fantasy points, but the guy's been playing pretty decent coming off the bench before that. So I don't mind just rolling him out there. I mean, he dropped in price $400. 4K though, Bogdanović, man, if he gets hot off the bench, he can totally beat that price tag.
He has to ball out. He just signed a 4-year extension.
Yeah, although that's normally when the guys go
downhill.
That's
when they get their money and then they yeah. decline.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, 4K is incredible for him because he's 5,800 on FanDuel.
Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah. Definitely like that DK price then.
Yep. But
I don't know what to do with the centers. This is actually a pretty good matchup. Capella's 6K, but I'm hating the fact that his minutes just keep going down. I mean, Okongwu's
playing pretty good.
Yeah, he's balling off the bench here. And, I mean, he's 4,700, so this is a good matchup. I don't mind flip-flop and rolling these guys in and out. I mean, Okongwu, like I said, you're getting a $1,300 savings if you feel like he's going to continue the streak. But, like I said, I do like the matchup, so I'm going to try to work him in some lineups tonight.
Yeah, definitely agree that. Agree with that.
But I think that's it for me.
All right, jumping into the next, then we have got the Memphis Grizzlies facing San Antonio Spurs. Grizzlies are 8.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 234.5 injuries. You got, let's see, Jake LaRavia, questionable, Ja Morant, Steven Adams out, Kata Bates-Diop, questionable, Kim Birch, Devontae Graham, Romeo Langford out.
Yeah, Ja Morant just keeps getting suspended.
Yeah, I think they suspended him for another 8 games or 3 more games or something.
Yeah, I think they said he could come back against Dallas on like Monday or something.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see if he comes back that early.
Yeah, I know. Well, they said that what I read made it sound like, though, that would just be when he can start his conditioning back up or some crap. I don't know. So, yeah, who knows?
We'll see. It's the Jones brothers going at it tonight.
Oh, dang, that's right. That's a good call.
Yeah, they're both actually starting.
I know. Because Trae Jones is no Devontae Graham tonight, so Trae Jones should have full run.
Yeah, it's funny that they're both starting tonight.
Yeah, what's crazy is I really like both of them, so that makes it even better now. I forgot all about that they were brothers.
Yeah, so then we can kickstart with Memphis then. Tyus Jones, he got a big decrease on FanDuel. He's 6,700 now. I actually really like him at that price.
Yeah, I'm with you too. The exact same price on DraftKings, 6,700, came down $600. So I'm with you. I like the fact that his last two matchups, he's been down a little bit. But I mean, the last game he did play Miami. That's not a great matchup as it is. But you're definitely getting a better matchup now against San Antonio. So 6,700, I'm with you. I like that matchup.
Yeah. Another guy that I don't mind here is Desmond Bane. At 8,400, he just got ejected in the last game, so only played 21 minutes. I mean, he should be good to go tonight after only playing 20 minutes. Has a pretty solid matchup. Like I said, San Antonio on the season, not too good at that shooting guard spot. So, like Desmond Bane tonight.
Yeah, I'm basically going to go on with the entire starting five for Memphis because their prices all came down. I mean, Desmond Bane came down from 8K to 7,400, dropped $600. So, yeah, I'm with you. Love him. Love this price. I'm just going to keep going on a few more. You got Jaren Jackson Jr. came down $500 to 7,300. Love the matchup for him tonight. I mean, this Memphis team just looks fantastic. And I didn't even probably get to my favorite play, which might be Tillman tonight.
Yep. Love Tillman tonight.
Yeah. How much is he on FanDuel?
He's 54.
Yeah. 5,200 on DraftKings. Got no issues with that.
Yeah. Absolute great matchup. Matched up against Zach Collins tonight. So love it.
Yeah. I'm with you. What's Dylan Brooks on FanDuel?
He's actually the one who looks like he didn't get a decrease, 5,800.
Okay. He's 5K on DraftKings. He actually came down $300, but I mean, I still don't mind rolling him out here. This whole starting five looks good.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like everyone from Memphis got a price decrease except Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, it was like they
Even
all had
he put up seven in the last game.
Yeah, it was it's like they all had a bad game except Jaren Jackson last game, and they decided, hey, they all suck now. Let's drop them all $500-$600. I mean, Jaren Jackson just put up 45 fantasy points in 28 minutes and got reduced $500.
Yeah, he even got, I think he got bumped a little on FanDuel too.
Yeah, so.
I mean, you're playing San Antonio tonight.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of these players spread out throughout my lineups tonight.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Memphis guys in your lineups.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think they're going to be higher owned, especially on DraftKings with some of these price reductions, but
yeah,
I mean, just look at the ownerships, but they're in a great spot here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Is that going to do it for Memphis?
Yeah, for me.
Just one guy. I want to ask what his DraftKings price is. What is David Roddy on DraftKings?
He is 3,800.
Hey, gone. I'd be What's willing to take on, some shots on him. 5,600.
Yeah, I mean, 3,800 bucks.
Two of those last three games?
Yeah, the two games against Dallas, man, he put up over 31 fantasy points in both of them, but he came back down to earth against Miami. But like I said, it is Miami.
Yeah, just, I mean, he seems to be one of the bigger guys off the bench. I mean, it's really, you got him, you got Aldama playing. Conchar looks like he just jumped back in too these last couple
games. Yeah, because I felt like Conchar's minutes have been going down, but the past couple games, I'm with you. Like I said, that Miami game was a blowout. So kind of was that last Dallas game. So I feel like the Conchar minutes were more of a blowout run.
Yeah, I just want to see what he was on DraftKings.
Yeah, and just last guy, I've Luke just Kennard. Been throwing him in. Yeah, Luke Kennard, $3,400. You still got no Ja. So, I mean, he played 20 minutes in the last game, put up 22 fantasy points. Granted, like I said, it was a blowout. So some of those points came in blowout run, but just another cheap guy if you need somebody.
He finally got bumped back down on FanDuel, 3,900.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he was up there like 4,500 for a while.
Yeah, but yeah, these the starting five, like I said, they're them by themselves got good prices here tonight. So
yep, agreed. That it for Memphis.
Yep.
All right, jumping to the Spurs then. I guess you do have Trey Jones on the other side at 6K on FanDuel. No Devontae Graham tonight. Kind of feel like you can really roll out some Trey Jones. Should play some big minutes here. I mean, the only other point guard I guess they have is Blake Wesley off the bench.
Yeah, who actually has had two pretty good games in the last two games.
Yeah, what's he on DraftKings?
He did get bumped up. He's 3,900. He got bumped up $700.
Yeah, 4,600 on FanDuel.
Yeah, that starts to get a little makes me a little nervous to play that. But
yeah, they're not not as much value when they start getting bumped up like that.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, though, the no Devontae Graham, I mean, Graham's been there for the past all these games that Blake Wesley's been playing great. So, I mean, maybe Wesley gets himself up to 25, 26 minutes tonight.
Well, I mean, just because looking at even on the fantasy sites, there's no other point guard on this roster.
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess, though, you do got Devin Vassell back, so Branham will be there off the bench, too.
Yeah, I guess Branham can kind of play point guard.
Yeah, so.
All right, I'm just going to throw out one guy real quick. I think my favorite play for San Antonio tonight is Devin Vassell. He actually got a pretty decent price decrease. He's 5,900 now on FanDuel. Didn't play the last game. Should be good to go tonight. Really good matchup, too. Over the last seven, Memphis has not been very good at that shooting guard spot, giving up the sixth most points, the sixth most rebounds, and the second most assists to opposing shooting guards over the last seven. With that price decrease in the matchup, really like Vassell tonight.
Yeah, I really like Vassell too, but the problem is he went up $500 on DraftKings. He's 6,600.
Yeah, go on.
So yeah, his production's been kind of down. So that makes me nervous, but I do love the matchup here. But real quick, just back to Trey Jones. I know you gave his price, but on DraftKings, he's 5,100. So I do think he's a fantastic play here tonight.
Yeah, no Devontae Graham. That should be no worries with him.
Yeah, I agree. Then I also do like Jeremy Sochan tonight, $5,600. Dude's been killing it, man, the last like five games. So another guy like this matchup here, especially with Jaren Jackson on the other side, $5,600. You can play in power forward or center. I like that play tonight too.
Yeah, and he sat out the last game too, so it should be good.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go.
All I was going to say is, plus you also got the chance that Keita Bates Diop doesn't play tonight either, so there's some extra minutes.
Well, actually, yeah, it's a little bigger than most people would probably think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, even when he starts or comes off the bench, he's still playing, you know, low 20s, mid-20s in minutes. So yeah, if he doesn't play here tonight, that's a decent amount of minutes to go around, which you could look at like Sochan and guys like that to maybe pick up a little slack.
Yeah, definitely. The other guy I was going to name is Zach Collins. He's up to 7K on FanDuel. I mean, I don't love him at 7K, but he's got such a good matchup tonight. Ever since Steven Adams has gone out, Memphis has not been good defensively at that center spot. I mean, over the last seven, giving up the fifth most points and the second most rebounds to opposing centers. I'm willing to pay that 7K, plus you can play him at power forward tonight for Zach Collins.
Yeah, he's 6,500, and I got no issues with it. Averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year, and I mean, he's just been going. He's been completely balling, man. Over 44 fantasy points in the last two. I mean, he had one down game where he put up 27 fantasy points, but other than that, 39, 37. I mean, he's been killing it here lately. So I don't mind the price tag. The fantastic matchup. And the thing is, I mean, he's been doing this in like 28 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's been doing pretty good, staying out of foul trouble. So the problem is most of these games are blowouts either one way or the other. So if you could just get a game that's actually close and competitive, I mean, he could easily play 31, maybe 32 minutes.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Yeah, so, but no, I like him too.
Yeah, I mean, I know you said, what'd you say, he was averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute on the season?
Yeah.
He's averaging 1.4 over his last five.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's fantastic.
He's on a tear.
Yeah, I mean, and you still got no Charles Bassey, I mean, who probably won't be around. And I can't, unfortunately, you can't even look to, what's his name?
All you got is Sandro Mamukelashvili.
Yeah, but the problem was he went from 3,100 to 4,600 after that one start last game. And so I don't think I can even really touch that.
Yeah, he's 4,100 on FanDuel. So.
Yeah, so no, definitely like the Collins spot here, though.
Yeah, but as far as San Antonio goes, I think that is it for me.
Me too.
All right, jumping into the next, we got the New Orleans Pelicans facing the Houston Rockets. Pelicans are 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228.5 injuries. You got normal, Jose Alvarado, Zion Williamson out.
I'll let you start us.
That's fine. Kicking off with New Orleans, I'm going right back to Brandon Ingram here. 8,200 on FanDuel. I just really like him at that price. And he's got a pretty solid matchup at that small forward spot. I mean, it's Houston. They're not very good defensively anywhere. But 8,200, I mean, that's 200 less than McCollum tonight. So I'm going to roll out some Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, I'm with you. Me too. He's 8,100 on DraftKings, but another guy averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. I really like this spot, like this price. I still don't mind, though, CJ here. He did come down in price a little bit on DraftKings, $300. So got under that 8K price range back at 7,700. So start making it a little more appealing to play.
Who is that?
This is CJ McCollum.
Oh, see, 7,700 is not bad at all.
Yeah. That's what I said when I just heard you say he was a little more expensive than Brandon Ingram, but he's finally come down a little bit on DraftKings where I'm more comfortable playing him again.
Yeah, definitely like that on DraftKings. The only thing on FanDuel is just, I mean, if I got to pick, Brandon Ingram's 200 less than McCollum.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably rolling Ingram out.
Yeah, that's why I don't blame you, McCollum being 400 less than Ingram.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty nice. There really was not a lot for New Orleans.
Yeah, this is I'm just talking to myself on this one, but they've brought Valanciunas down to $5,700. It kills me because I just keep playing this guy. They're just you know, literally reeling me in. But I am going to keep playing this guy until he pulls one of those games where he plays 32 minutes and goes off. And $5,700, man, it's just kind of cheap. I mean, if you look at the games, I know he has not played big minutes here in the last few games, but I mean, the LAL game they just played was pretty much a blowout. Portland, blowout. OKC, blowout. I mean, I link a little bit of this stuff to some blowout, you know, losses and wins. And this is just a fantastic matchup here tonight against Houston. So once again, I'm going to take hook, line, and sinker, and I'll probably be playing them at that price tag.
Yeah, at that price, it's not bad. FanDuel does not lower him at all. He's still 6,600.
Yeah, see, I probably wouldn't touch it for that. But see, he just came down from 6,500 to 5,700. They're literally trying to get people to play this guy. So
they got you.
Oh, yeah, they got me.
They have got you good.
And I will probably be walking out the night slamming my doors because I played him. But hey,
or he puts up 40.
Or he puts up 40,
gonna,
and I'm loving life.
If he's going to do it, it should. You would think it could come against Houston.
That's what I'm saying. This is a great matchup. I just, you know, let the guy play.
Yeah, what sucks is on FanDuel, I mean, I can't even really look to his backups either. They got Larry Nance, 5,100. Jackson Hayes, 4,800.
Dang, going, I see. Larry Nance is $3,500 still on DraftKings. So
I'd be willing to take some shots there.
Yeah, did just play 22 minutes finally against LAL in the last game. You can play him power forward or center. So, yeah, I mean, I still don't mind taking shots. If you think Valanciunas is going to keep going to just play in 20, 21 minutes,
yeah,
I got no problem rolling Nance out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's not even like foul trouble with Valanciunas. He's just not playing.
No, and like I said, and I know a lot of those games have been blowouts to me, but he still just – he hasn't been playing good. So yeah. maybe that's cause why he's losing some time. I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
That so, it for New Orleans?
Just one last guy I'm going to touch on just because he's his price. I like Josh Richardson. You can play him point guard, shooting guard, $4,300. I think that's even with Ingram back, he's still coming off the bench, still playing decent minutes. I don't think that's – too bad a price here. I mean, this guy can get hot and totally beat that price. So,
yeah, that's definitely it. Like that price on DraftKings. I think that's going to do it for New Orleans. So these guys, some of these guys are just way too priced up.
Yeah.
But jumping to Houston, I'll kickstart us on this one. I don't love the price at 7,500, but the matchup for Şengün tonight is so good. He's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute over his last five. Just such a good matchup, 7,500. I think I'm willing to pay that too.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look at this Houston team, and I've heard some people talking about they're tanking. I definitely don't think they're tanking, man. These guys are out there playing good minutes and winning games. I mean, just beat LAL in the last game, but yeah, I'm with you, man. Şengün, 6,900 on DraftKings. I played him against LAL. He, you know, he beat his price, and I think I'll go back there again here tonight, man. It is a great matchup.
Yeah, they can't even tank, right?
Well, that's the whole point, man. These guys are balling. I mean, Kevin Porter Jr., $7,500 tonight. I still don't even mind that, man. I mean, he's gone off the last two games. And not even – I know LAL's a little bit easier matchup, but Boston, he put up almost 49 fantasy points. So another guy, man, he just seems to be hot right now, and I'm going to keep riding him, $7,500, but I don't mind.
Is that Kevin Porter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is – where is he? 8K on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's starting to push it a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, still not crazy.
No. Jalen Green, 7K, another guy. I don't mind throwing in a few lineups here because had a bad game last game out about against LAL, but I mean, he can get out there and light it up too. So just I don't mind running it back some with some of these Houston guys.
Yeah, definitely. But I think that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, I think me too.
All right, jumping into the next, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves facing the Chicago Bulls. Bulls are 2.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 224.5. Injuries, you got Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, Austin Rivers questionable, Jalen Noel, Karl-Anthony Towns out, Alex Caruso questionable, Javante Green doubtful. Rudy Gobert is the new guy who's listed questionable every game.
Oh, no, man, that's ridiculous. He did this crap, I feel like, a few weeks back where he was questionable. Then he stopped, and now he's back.
He always plays now.
Yeah, he's like the new Embiid.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't even sat out since, what, February 26th?
Yep.
Yeah, so listen, questionable every game. But starting it off with Minnesota, I'll actually let you take this one.
Yeah, I mean, I still like Mike Conley's price tag, but he's just been killing me, man. But $5,500, I still think there's a little bit of value there. I actually kind of like Anthony Edwards here tonight in this matchup. I mean, just went out and put up almost 54 fantasy points, and he came down $200 to 9,200. So seems to be back in rhythm, over 53 fantasy points in the last three. So another good matchup here against Chicago. And like I said, he seems to be getting hot again at the right time. So I don't mind paying that price for him.
What'd you say he was?
He is 9,200.
Yeah, 9,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's just though. 10K. He's balling right now.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's put up on FanDuel 48, 55, 55 in his last three. So definitely worth the price there if he's putting up those kind of numbers.
Yeah, agreed.
Another guy, just a total shot in the dark here. Taurean Prince is 4K on FanDuel, but his minutes have been super consistent. He's played 20 or more in six of his last seven games. The last game was pretty bad, but a couple games before that was decent at his price. So 4,000, I don't mind taking some shots on Taurean Prince.
Yeah, another guy too I don't mind, Jaden McDaniels, $4,800 on DraftKings. You can play him small forward, power forward. Don't mind that price at all. Love it when he's under 5K.
Yeah, he's 5,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, a little more pricey. What's Kyle Anderson?
He is 7,500.
Yeah, man, he's 6,900. He's gotten a big price jump over the past couple games, but I mean, he's got a great matchup here. 6,900 though, it's to me, it's a little tough to ask, but I might have just a couple of them in some lineups. I don't know.
Yeah, 7,500 feels crazy for Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, I'm with you. You look at Kyle Anderson and go, but, damn, I mean, I can't pay that.
What is it? Four of his last five games or so have been almost 40 or more.
Yeah, and I mean, his last three games, he's averaged 37 minutes a game.
Yeah, so I mean, he's out there.
Yeah, he's out there, and he's playing monster minutes. So, I mean, the more I look at it, the more I want to say just screw it and play him.
Yeah, I mean, if you got whatever it is, 6,900 on DraftKings or 7,500 on FanDuel left over, and he's there, I mean, the matchup the way he's been playing speaks for itself. Put him in there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take him out at that point.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think if there's anyone else from Minnesota. Do you like Rudy Gobert if he plays tonight?
I mean, I do like his price, 7K on DraftKings. I think that's still a pretty good price. I mean, other than that last game against Boston, he's been playing pretty decent. So I don't mind taking some shots at it because I'm with you. I think he still plays here regardless. But
yeah,
I don't mind that price.
Yeah, he's 7,700 on FanDuel. I think he actually got bumped down $200. So if he's there in my lineup, definitely don't mind it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, I mean, you still got Naz Reid, who's questionable.
He sat out one of those games.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, if Naz Reid doesn't play, maybe that's a couple more minutes for Gobert.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to do it for the Timberwolves for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Chicago. I'm going to go back to DeMar DeRozan here. Just for price alone, $8,300. He's put up 40-plus in four of his last five games. Just seems to be finding his rhythm again. And I mean, you got Zach LaVine at 8,500. I think I'm going to take the $200 and go with DeMar for a little cheaper the way he's been playing.
Yeah, they're about the same. DeRozan's 8,700 and Zach LaVine's 88. I mean, I don't mind either of them. I definitely think they're priced right around where they should be. But I'll look at more at this just up here at these guard spots. If Caruso sits again, I got no problem going back to Kobe White at $3,700. I rode him a little bit in that last game against Sacramento. He put up 32 fantasy points. So at $3,700, keep an eye on that Caruso news, because if Caruso sits again, man, I'll go right back to Kobe White.
Yeah, definitely. It would also make me like Patrick Beverley more too.
Well, yeah, agreed. He got a little price bump on DraftKings. I take that back. Yeah, he was 4,800. He came down to 46, but he got a price bump before that. He was around 4,100. So, but still 4,600. Yeah, I mean, if Caruso's out too, I don't mind looking there.
Yeah, his last two games have been great.
Yeah, I think though. Yeah, I know you like the other two guys, but I kind of really like Vooch here tonight. 8K on DraftKings. I just think that's a great price here for Vooch in this matchup.
Yeah, he's 8,800 on FanDuel, but has a fantastic matchup tonight. Surprisingly, Minnesota over the last seven, giving up the most points to opposing centers.
Yeah, most fantasy points. So,
Yeah, so I mean, 8,800. I wouldn't mind getting Vooch in my lineups tonight.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. When I heard you talking about the prices, I mean, for DraftKings, Vooch is definitely the cheapest, I mean, by like $700 between the other two big guys. So
yeah,
I think Vooch might be my favorite amongst the big three here tonight. And then the last guy we'll just throw out there, this is, I throw him out every slate almost when Chicago plays. But don't forget, if you just need a dirt cheap center, $3,100, Andre Drummond. I mean, you've seen with this guy, if he could just get out there and play 15, 17 minutes for any reason, he could kill that price. So just want to just throw him out there.
Yeah, do not mind that on DraftKings at all. He's $4,200 on FanDuel, though. So
yeah, don't like that. Nowhere near as much, but
yeah, think that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just keep an eye on that Caruso news, because that actually means a little more than you think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if Caruso's in, by all means, you could absolutely play him. He's $3,400 on DraftKings, so yeah. I imagine he'd be thrown right back into the starting lineup. He's been dog crap lately, but I mean, I still don't, you know, $3,400, but I'm kind of hoping he's out just so I can go back to Coby White.
Yeah, just to open up for some other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I think that's going to do it for that one, so we can jump into the next. We have got a 10 o'clock game tonight and a 10:30 game. But first up at 10 o'clock, you got the Boston Celtics facing the Portland Trailblazers. Celtics are 4.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 229.5. Injuries, you got Jason Tatum is questionable. Rob Williams, Peyton Pritchard out. Damian Lillard is probable. Jeremy Grant is questionable. Justice Winslow is doubtful.
Yeah, this is another one of those games, man. Like the Golden State game, Tatum is just a huge deal whether he plays here or not.
Yeah, if Tatum sits, then.
Yeah, I'll start us. It's another guy. He's like my Valanciunas. I keep playing Marcus Smart, and he keeps letting me down, but his price also keeps coming down. He's $5,200 here. He's been getting a lot of fouls on him lately, 5 in the last. He fouled out against Houston in 28 minutes. I mean, he just got to control his temper a little bit. But other than that, I don't know, man. I still like him at $5,200 here tonight.
Yeah, he is, where's he? 5,600 on FanDuel, so don't mind him at all tonight.
Yeah, he's just one of those. He's another one of those guys that, you know, he's kind of in a slump right now, but I still think it's going to come one of those games where he breaks out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully it's tonight. Yeah. I actually also like the other two guards here, Derek White and Malcolm Brogdon. That shooting guard matchup is just so good with Anthony Simons now back in there. Derek White is at 6,100. It's actually crazy. Marcus Smart is definitely cheaper than these two guys, which is crazy to see.
It's the same on DraftKings. He's cheaper than White or Brogdon.
Yeah, but I mean, Derek White, 6,100. Don't mind that, but I actually really like Brogdon at 5,800. He's playing a lot of his minutes at that shooting guard spot, putting Smart and Brogdon out there on the court together. So, I mean, he can really rotate all three of these guards tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Marcus Smart, too, it's not even his minutes. He just played 35 minutes against Minnesota, but he went 0 for 5 from the three-point range. He's been shooting horrible. I mean, like I said, I'm just going to keep riding him until he breaks out of this slump. But I don't mind Derek White, $5,500. I do like the matchup here tonight. I mean, he should be starting at shooting guard. So, like that matchup. And Brogdon's actually the most expensive on DraftKings at $5,800. But I'm with you. I know. I'm with you. I'll rotate these guys. But, you know, I'm hoping maybe I'll have Smart and Valanciunas in the winning lineup tonight. But they'll probably be in last place.
That could be the worst pairing possible for fantasy.
Exactly right.
But if they both hit, then.
Yeah, nobody will have them. Yep. Anybody else you like here for Boston?
What's funny is matchup wise, Tatum probably had the best one, but I mean, he's at 10-8 even if he does play, and you got the questionable tag on him. I mean, he did put up 60 just a couple games ago against Atlanta, 60 against New York a couple games before that. So I mean, he's definitely got. He even put up. What was it? No, I was reading that wrong. Sorry. I thought he put up 80 in a game. And, it said 63.
I mean,
it said 83.
He very well could have at some point. I know he's put up a couple 70s this year.
No, there's this little mark on my monitor that was screwing me all up. I thought it was an 8. It was a 6. Regardless, it's Jason Tatum.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, though, man. Boston, the last couple games, they seem like they can't really keep up with guys. They barely beat Minnesota, and they lost to Houston. Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like this – I know the last game they played against Portland earlier this month, they kind of blew them out.
They crushed them.
If you get this kind of Boston team playing Portland, they might be able to stick with them here tonight. So if Tatum plays at 10-8, I absolutely – he's like we talk about, is another guy. Don't mind if I land on him at that 10-8. If he's out, though, I mean, I'm definitely going to Jaylen Brown here at $8,900.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaylen Brown's been balling as it is the last three games. But if you got no Tatum, man, that's a great price here.
Yeah, and I mean, if Tatum sits, I was trying to figure out who would most likely start tonight. I was thinking maybe Grant Williams would jump in, but even that, I don't even know that he's a great fantasy option.
No, I can't ever tell where they're going. I mean, I know Sam Hauser has jumped into the starting lineup too a couple times when they're without a guy, so I don't know where they'd go. I still like Al Horford here tonight.
Yeah,
on DraftKings at 5,400. This is still a good matchup, him starting the center, and you can play him at power forward on DraftKings, so you don't have to worry about it taking up one of your center spots, but I still think that's just a great price here for Horford starting.
Yeah, he's at 6,200 on FanDuel, so.
Yeah, a little more, but I think for the most part, that's it. Like I said, it's really going to come down to this Tatum news. I mean, if Grant Williams does get put in the starting lineup at 3,600, I don't mind that. But like I said, I don't know where they'll go.
Yeah, definitely just got to keep an eye on that because that's massive.
Yeah, agreed.
That it for Boston?
Yeah.
All right, jumping to Portland then. I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
Yeah, I mean, Damian Lillard, 10-3. You know, it is Boston he's going up against, but it's I think this could be a really good game here. So 10-3, Damian Lillard, even with Simons back, I mean, still came out against New York and put up almost 60 on the 14th. So I don't mind looking at him here at 10-3.
Yeah, he is 10-5 on FanDuel, but I definitely don't mind him tonight.
No? Who else you like?
Funny, this is one of the teams that there was not a lot I was liking.
Yeah, it was actually hard to find a lot of players from these last two games, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you got Simons up here now, 7,100. I would say the next best guy might be Nurkic here.
Yeah, that's the last guy I was probably going to talk about. I mean, Nurkic on DraftKings is $5,800. I just think that's a little too cheap. I mean, we saw in the last game he just played, I think he played just a little over 28 minutes. Like 28 and a half minutes, put up 30 fantasy points, but $5,800 here. I mean, his minutes are definitely increasing each game. I mean, if he could go out here and push 30 minutes, I just think that's a great price.
Did you say he was 5,800?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6,800 on FanDuel. That's a great DraftKings price.
Yeah, I think that's just a little too cheap right now for what he's starting to do.
Yeah, and definitely keep an eye on this Jeremy Grant news because I completely forgot that he sat out the last game. Trendon Watford was the one who picked up the start. He played 40 minutes, put up over 30 against New York. If he starts again here tonight, if Jeremy Grant sits out, don't mind going to him either.
Yeah, I agree. He did get bumped up $1,000 to $4,500 on DraftKings, but I mean, come on. He still played 40 minutes. I will still go right back to him if he's going to play that kind of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks is I don't know what he is on FanDuel, but you can only play him at center.
Watford, as he can only be a power forward on FanDuel.
So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, he's 5,300.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like is that he has to take up a center spot.
Yeah, but so definitely keep an eye on that because I completely forgot that Jeremy Grant sat out last game.
Yeah, so I'm with you. That's another kind of big piece here for this team.
Yeah, and Watford was really the only guy who picked up anything from Grant sitting.
Yeah, nobody really else. Sucked. I mean, maybe got a minute or two here and there, but yeah, nobody else really did much of anything. So you not going to play your boy Thibel?
I think I have to officially hop off the Thibel train.
Did you see his last game?
I mean, he just put up 40. Of course, I was off him last game and he put up 40.
Exactly. The one game you didn't talk about.
But I played him for that off. 17, 15, 7, 11. I played him for those four games, but I didn't play him for the 40.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, he's still 4,400. They haven't done anything with his price. So, I mean, there's a good chance he's in a couple lineups tonight.
Yeah, see, they bumped him up 900 from 37 to 46 on DraftKings. So it's a little tougher to play. I kind of didn't mind rolling him out when he was under 4K, but now, yeah, it's a little tricky.
Yeah, so at 4,400, he still has some value to him.
Yeah. So
I think that's it, though.
Yeah, me too. I think you just both these teams, I think you just got to keep an eye on those starting lineups, see what happens between Grant and Tatum.
Yeah, definitely two big pieces for that game.
Yep.
Jumping into the final game of the night, we got the Dallas Mavericks facing the LA Lakers. Lakers are 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 226.5 injuries. You got Kyrie Irving, Tim Hardaway Jr., JaVale McGee, Markieff Morris, questionable, Luka Doncic out, Anthony Davis probable, Mo Bamba, LeBron James out. And I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. Kyrie Irving plays tonight.
Well, I was reading and it said he was a full participant at practice, at the last practice.
He's
so I'm kind of with
Lakers.
You. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you here. I think he's back. I mean, Dallas needs him to get back, and I think he's back here. But at 10-2 on DraftKings, man, I actually kind of really like him here. I mean, he's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute. You get a fantastic matchup here going against the Lakers. Like I said, I'm with you. I think he's back here, and with no Luka, I still don't mind paying over $10,000 for him.
Yep, $9,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So as long as he plays tonight, I'm going to be all over Kyrie Irving. But what's funny is this might have actually been my least favorite game of the night.
Well, I will say DraftKings has priced up a lot of these guys, especially with like Kyrie out and stuff like that. So
FanDuel's done too.
Yeah, the one guy I will still take some shots on is Maxi Kleber. He's still getting the minutes. I know his last two games have been crap, but, I mean, he's only $3,400, and you can still play him at the power forward center spot. So I will continue to roll him out here some. I just think, his past couple games, he shot horrible. He's been in a little bit of a slump, but I don't mind going back there for that price alone.
Yep, no problem with that. He's $4,400 on FanDuel, which is a little bit for him, but, I mean, he's playing the minutes like you said, so.
You going back to Christian Wood, you believe in his minutes are up, or you think it was just a fluke?
I mean, I would think if you're Jason Kidd, you're looking at this
thinking
that you have got
him,
a really good player on your team, but he could come out and play 15 minutes tonight.
Well, I just think if you got Hardaway and you got Kyrie and everybody back, I mean, I think they played him so much because he is good offensively. I mean, he took 17 shot attempts in the last game against San Antonio, but it just scares me. If you get these guys like Tim Hardaway back and Kyrie Irving, does he just go back to his 21 minutes and that's it?
Yeah, it's so weird because I know he's not good defensively, but clearly he's very good offensively. And, I mean, there's tons of guys in the league who are great on offense, bad on defense, who get 30 minutes a night.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't know why Christian Wood's getting singled
Xavier
out.
Tillman. Tillman's a good offensive player.
Yeah, like
he sucks at defense.
Been feasting against him.
Exactly.
Centers have been feasting against Dwight Powell, too.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. But, I mean, he's $6,700 on DraftKings. It's hard to go there. I mean, if I knew this guy was going to come out here and play another 28, 29 minutes, I would absolutely do it because, I mean, he averages 1.2 fantasy points per minute. So if he's getting the minutes, that's still not a bad price. But I don't know, man. I'm just worried his minutes are going to go back if these guys are back.
Yeah, there's just no consistency for me to feel comfortable playing them.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, other than that, Jaden Hardy, $7,300. I mean, you can only look at that, I think, if Kyrie's out.
What'd you say?
Tim Hardaway, he's $7,300.
Hang on, I thought $6,400 on FanDuel was a lot for him.
No, like, I can't touch Hardy unless Kyrie's out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway, $6,600. I mean, that's up there, too, maybe if he's back and Kyrie's not, I wouldn't mind going there. But like I said, a lot of these guys got priced up, with no Luka or Kyrie.
Yeah, but do keep an eye on it because I know I said I do think Kyrie's going to play tonight, but there's always the off chance that they sit him out another game. So,
yeah, I hope he plays here tonight, though, because I think he's just been matchup.
Preparing to come back against the Lakers.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Because like I said, I don't like a whole lot from these last two games, but I did kind of like Kyrie.
Yeah, that's going to be it for me.
Yeah.
All right, jumping to the Lakers, I had absolutely no one.
Yeah, I mean, D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell went up flipping $700, so he's up to $8,400 now. I mean, granted, he's been paying it off, especially before the last two games, but I do think he actually plays better with Anthony Davis in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I think that's a plus for him here. I mean, I don't mind still throwing him in some lineups if Davis being back. But yeah, the rest of these guys, man, Austin Reeves, $5,600, Malik Beasley, $5,100. These guys all got priced up, you know, with Anthony Davis being out. And I don't know, the Malik Beasley, $5,100. I still don't mind taking a few shots there. But
he's probably,
I think,
if I had to pick one.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, Vanderbilt went up to 63.
No, you can keep going.
That was it. Go ahead. He's attempted what?
I just want to say Malik Beasley has attempted 12 threes in his last two games.
Yeah, so
like
no,
12
I'm with
individually
you
in each game.
Yeah, so why not pay $5,100 for him?
Yeah, $4,900 on FanDuel. He was really the only guy I was looking at just because prices suck.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Vanderbilt, $6,300. He just went up $400. I mean, I know he just had a great game last game, but you had no Anthony Davis, and Davis is back. So
yeah,
if I had to pick one player here that I'm playing tonight, it would probably be Anthony Davis.
He actually went down 100. On FanDuel.
Yeah, he went down 100 on DraftKings. 10-7. This is a you know, Dallas sucks defensively. This is a great matchup. In the one game against him this year, in 36 minutes, he put up 64 fantasy points. So if you get that Anthony Davis here again tonight, I mean, 10-7, I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, 11-4 on FanDuel. So he's
a little pricey.
He's definitely still up there, but he did come down $100.
Yep. I mean, I know everybody, you always want to have pieces of these late night games, but there's only
game.
I know, out of these both these 2 10 o'clock games, man, there's really only about four players I really like. So
why couldn't it have been Memphis San Antonio at 10:30?
Yeah, because you know how much ownership there'd be.
You have everyone in that
there's already gonna be a lot from that game, but imagine if that was your late hammer.
Yeah,
so yep, but
that
I think
it,
that's it, man. Yeah. Just want to throw, I did forget to throw that out about Davis. He is averaging 1.5 fantasy points per minute this year. So that's what I mean when I say he's got a good matchup here, averaging almost 34 minutes a game. 10-7, I don't mind it. But that's
I mean, over his last 10, he's almost at 1.6 fantasy points per minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're pushing like Giannis numbers and all. So
yeah,
that's not bad here still.
Yeah, definitely not bad at all. So you get
that's
to Anthony Davis,
me.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
Yeah, but that is it for this game, which means that is it for all 8 games on tonight's slate covered. We have no injury news as of right now, but so I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Anything else to touch on before we get on out of here?
Good. No. Like I said, I do think these are some really good games here tonight. Should be a fun night. Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and drink some green beer and win some money.
Yeah. Yeah, we thank you all so much for listening. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating, anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeePod. That's the number 3NKeePod. Keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight because we got some big ones, really big ones. So come check that out over there. And yeah, that's going to do it. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3NKeePod podcast.